Hi everyone. This is a story about a little boy named David who finds out he has a special power. And he's a protector of a secret magical place called Sparkleland. Join David as he goes on fun adventures and meets new friends and learns how to be brave and kind. Get ready to jump into this world where amazing things can happen and every day is a new adventure. Chapter 1: The Secret Door to Sparkleland. Once upon a time, in a bright and colorful village by the sparkling sea, lived a little boy named David. David wasn't just an ordinary boy. He had a secret that made him very, very special. You see, David was chosen to be the protector of a magical world hidden around his island home. David's big adventure started on his 6th birthday. That morning, he found a shiny, glowing feather next to his pillow. It was as blue as the sky and as shiny as the ocean. David had no idea that this feather was a magic key to a hidden world called Sparkleland. Sparkleland was not like any other place he had ever seen. In this magical world, trees could talk, and animals could sing, and mountains could dance. To get to Sparkleland, David's wise and loving auntie told him he had to find a secret door on the beach where the sun was setting. With excitement bubbling inside him, David held the magic feather tight in his hand and ran to the beach. He looked everywhere for the secret door. As the sky turned orange and pink, the wind gently whispered and led him to a cove which he had never seen before. There, between two palm trees, there was a doorway made entirely of swirling water. David's heart beat fast with excitement. The magic feather in his hand started to glow even brighter. With a deep breath, David touched the feather on the door, and it splashed with a bright light, and the door opened. On the other side was Sparkleland, a place more beautiful than anything David has ever seen. With wide eyes and a heart full of courage, he stepped through the doorway, ready for an incredible adventure. As David walked into Sparkleland, his eyes sparkled with wonder. Everything around him was alive with magic. The trees whispered ancient secrets, and the flowers danced in the gentle breeze. The sky was a soft golden color, and the air was sweet with the scent of blossoming flowers. As he walked through the magical land, he heard a small voice call his name. He turned around and he saw a tiny fluffy creature bouncing towards him. It had the face of a koala, but its body glowed like the stars in the night.
"Hi, David," said the little creature. "I'm Twinkle, your guardian angel in Sparkleland. We've been waiting for you."
David was a little surprised, but also very curious.
"Waiting for me? Who's waiting for me, Twinkle?"
"The Queen of Sparkleland, of course,"
Twinkle said happily. "She's having a big party tonight, and you are the special guest." Twinkle led David through the magical fields and the meadows until they reached a sparkling castle made entirely of shining crystals. As they got closer, David saw trees that were singing lullabies and flowers that did the little jigs and the river which shined like diamonds. At the castle, David was greeted by the Queen of Sparkleland herself, a beautiful figure dressed in light, surrounded by all kinds of magical creatures. The Queen smiled warmly at David and said, "David, you are here because you are brave and kind. We need your help. A dark shadow has taken over our land, is stealing our light and our happiness. Will you help us bring the light back?" David felt brave and determined. Even though he was small, he had a big heart. "I'll help you, Your Majesty," David promised. The Queen gave David a small glowing ball of light. "This is the orb of light. You must take it to the east woods, where the shadow is strongest. With this orb, you can bring back the light. Twinkle will go with you, and you'll meet friends along the way who will help you." That night, as the stars twinkled above, David was filled with excitement. Tomorrow, his adventure would begin. He was ready to face the challenges ahead, knowing he was in a magical world with his friends by his side and the mission to save Sparkleland.